Mariam Saleh, Tamer Abu Ghazaleh, you both make experimental music in Egypt individually, but you formed this band, Lechfa. There's an amazing range of instruments in your work, from slide guitars to bouzouk, lutes to the oud, the electronica. It's a cliche, isn't it? But it's bridging traditional Arabic music with the sounds from so-called the West.
Yeah, it represents what we in our generation of our worldwide generation of internet users, what we like to hear, what influences us in that region is that mix of things. It's not one culture or the other. It's now a mix of cultures, a mix of languages, a mix of what we wear, a mix of everything. And this is how music is as well for us.
The album uses poems by an Egyptian poet called Mido Zoher, and you've written the music. What is it about this poet that you wanted to put to music?
يعني أنا بشوف إنه الكلمات هي روح الأغنية بالنسبة لي يعني.
The lyrics to Mariam are the heart and soul of the song.
وميدو زهير من أكتر الشعراء اللي إحنا بنحبه إحنا التلاتة يعني إحنا التلاتة متفقين.
And the three of us think that Mido Zoher expresses what we think and feel.
أنا أفتكر المهم في كلماته هو الكونتراست يعني.
What she thinks is most important is the contrast in the lyrics and the philosophy of dark comedy. For example, Kunt Rayah, the opening track of the album, it's all about the process of the speaker going somewhere and wanting to reach somewhere and wanting to say something, but he doesn't really do that in the end.
Yeah, the song says, I was going, I was all set to speak, I was feeling well again, truth was on my side, in my heart a vast yearning, and then at the end it says, it seems the burdens are immense, it seems that I will not speak, though I was going, I was all set to speak. In a song like Tescartebi, you have this very catchy rhythm. It's shabby, it makes you want to dance and groove, but there's some bad language, which I can't repeat on air. Are you able to perform songs like that in Egypt, which do use bad language?
Not so much. I mean, we sing the clean version in Egypt, and the audience usually doesn't like that and ends up singing the explicit words themselves for us.
In what kind of places? Where do you mainly perform?
Many places. We released the album in somewhere called the Lake Theater with Ginnina Theater, an organizer that did it in Lake Theater. And it's in Azhar Park, which is a very big park where a lot of concerts happen. There are several festivals and live performance venues in Egypt, which is great. And most importantly, the audience is beautifully large. مكسور يا إيقاع أربعة أرباع بتدق الوهم على الأسماع مكسور يا إيقاع أربعة أرباع بتدق الوهم على الأسماع هلكيت بشتاق Maksuha, which I think means rhythm broken. Yes.
And that was the first song you released from the album as a single. It's a good dance track, but there is this dissonance to it as well.
I think this came with the three of us coming together and creating this music, Maurice Luca, Mariam Saleh and myself, and that the elements we add to each other aren't always the way those elements come together. I mean, playing the oud with the shabi beat and singing with the shabi beat aren't done that way usually. And the thing is, when we each did what inspired us from each other's work, it came out as something very weird at the beginning. And then when we absorbed it and we understood that there's something special about this combination of layers of sounds and instruments. And I think this is also related to the fact that the lyrics themselves in this example in Rhythm Broken are like very sarcastic and cheerfully sarcastic about something very not cheerfully problematic.
The song says, rhythm broken into four quarters, drilling illusion into listening ears, a devil in lies, a long arm in tyranny, you the sultan, the people, public property. And it finishes with, play all the ditties, kill us slow, we are the masses, we will endure, slippers and sliders down the well we fall, our heart is wide, our chest can take it all.
Yeah.
That we don't mention the government, we don't mention the president, we don't mention the elections, but there seems to be a very strong political message in there.
I think it's also social, very social, because it's related to a certain social mentality too. It's not really only related to political aspects. I mean, it's about how people treat each other or treat the others, and this is I think a very core point of it, yeah.
But when it says play all the ditties, it's like all the rubbish that we throw at the people to kind of keep them happy.
Do your tricks. It's like do your tricks. Yeah.
Funun El Khesh, the Museum of Deception Arts. It's a much more down-tempo song. It feels like a nightmare. It's very cinematographic in a way. But what does the poet mean by the Museum of Deception Arts?
يعني هو برضو هي حاجة ليها دعوة بإزاي الناس شايفين نفسهم.
It's related to how people see themselves. But this vision of themselves is from the outside. It's not from their own perspective.
كأنه حد يعني بيشوف بيتصور يعني
It's like observing people and their lives from a very third party perspective, from a bird eye view. And
أنا حاسة إن هي مرعبة شوية يعني هي
it's a bit horrifying.
A bit about how easy or not it is for you to make this kind of music in Egypt now, since 2011 with the so-called Arab Spring, and now where we're at with Al-Sisi having been re-elected. Tell us about how you manage.
I personally see this as more of when it comes to my music, it's that I can create the music, I can share it with people, especially there's online, and I can see people relating and reacting, and the difficulties are more related to the industry in the region, for example, that a more a better, more mature, more developed industry would help this come out in a better way, in all kinds of aspects of being better. Then again, the idea that the audience is very thirsty for new kinds of music and new experiments and alternative means of expression is in itself something that keeps this going and keeps us able to communicate and produce and makes up for the fact that the industry isn't as developed as it should yet.
In terms of digital technology and the
technology is there and everything. It's just, I mean, for example, the ability to get funding to be able to sit and create music and the ability to get produced and to record and to distribute, etc. This kind of thing is more the problematic part to me personally. Because in the end of the day, when you share something, whatever it is, if it really reflects something real, it gets out there and people hear it and they tell you what they think. And and I think now with online networks and the internet, etc., it's less and less in the hands of someone to tell people what to hear and what not to hear. And and this is in itself something that is what is keeping everything going.
We know that there are issues with censorship. Recently, the Egyptian singer Shirin Abdelwahab was given a six-month sentence for insulting the River Nile. Have you ever been censored?
No, not in my case.
Okay. What do you feel that you're giving to people in Egypt through your music? What are they getting from it?
وهي حاجة يعني أقصد إن أنا مش بجيب حاجة
when,
من
when
براهم
she expresses something in music, she's sharing something rather than giving something.
Is it important that you're a woman with a pierced lip, with short hair?
أنا عندي يعني نظرية كده إنه في قبل إن أنا ست كذا مشكلة يعني
before her being a woman there are few problems before that
زي ان انا بني ادم اصلا يعني
such as being a human being at first
وبعدين ان انا فنان وبعدين ان انا
and being an artist and then being a woman but if I can add to that that I think that the fact that we're creating and sharing music maybe the relevant part in it might be mostly that we're expressing who we are and that therefore people hear about who a lot of people like us are. I mean, to be able to get out there music and including its sound, its instruments, its vibe, its attitude, its
psychedelia,
everything about it, that represents a very big segment of people and a segment of most of the new generation that is out there and getting that there on the table is what I think matters, whether it's from us or the other many artists that do that as well.
Thanks for coming in today and talking to us here on World Music Matters.
Thank you for
Abu Hazaleh and Mariam Saleh
Thank
from
you.
The band Lekhfa.